order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, and happy, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to your daily dose of the morning buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And let me just say, I'm so happy because we've got Chaplain King in the building here. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It is Easter week, so it is a good week to be a chaplain.
Yes, it's a very good week indeed. Yes, ma'am. It's great to have you here at the station with us this morning.
Thank you.
And so we're going to be talking about some pretty amazing things. And let me say this. I'm not going to give much of anything away in the intro, but you definitely want to stick around because it is going to be very inspiring. In fact, it actually prompts a question I've asked myself, so I'm definitely excited to get into this. So you definitely do not want to miss out on what's to come. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you, America's best.
I used to float, now I
That was Smash Mouth with All Star. You're back in the studio with DJ EJ, and I am here with Chaplain King. And so if you are just tuning in, you've come in at the right time because we are just about to get started. And ma'am, you actually posed a very interesting question at the start of it all. And I said, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to get into this because this is a question that I find myself asking myself when I grow kind of weary and pretty tired. Mm-hmm. So ma'am, I'll just let you take it away.
Yeah. What is your why? Like, what is the thing that gets you out of bed every day? Like, yes, you have to show up, whether that's to be a mom or whether that is to go to work. But what motivates you? What's behind the reason you get up, the reason you keep going when you want to quit? And so knowing your why is your purpose. Like when you know your why, it gives meaning to your work, it gives direction to your dreams and value to your journey. And in my role as a chaplain, I have just encountered so many people that don't have that direction because they don't know their why. And I've been that person too, especially early on in my journey. And when you don't know your why, you'll run really hard in the wrong direction. And you'll hustle and you'll strive and you'll grind. And if you don't have a clear purpose, you'll burn out. Because effort without purpose is just exhaustion. And so the question for everyone listening today is, do you know your why?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so powerful because I find myself in a state of, okay, where do I go from here? And so whenever I grow very tired, I think to myself, okay, why am I doing this exactly? Mm-hmm. And it's almost like that kid that's just like, right, but why though? And then you give the explanation and the kid is like, okay, but why? And I find myself kind of there when I'm just so tired. I'm like, I need to get to that foundation of, why am I putting myself through this? Like, what does this really mean to me?
Yeah.
So I think it is huge that we are starting with our why. And then that way it's almost like it kind of just unlocks the next thing for us. And it starts to help it make more sense.
Yeah.
So that is amazing and very profound. Yeah. So that I like. I definitely love that. And so I kind of want to get a little bit more into this.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of always wondered this one thing. Those that you have connected with, do you find that there is this pattern that exists when they come to you and they say, well, I don't really know why I'm doing this thing, or I'm just so burnt out. Mm. Is there something that exists amongst all of them that you see and you're just like, maybe that could be the reason. Maybe that's why they're so exhausted.
Yeah, that's a great question. When they're out of balance, you know, we talk a lot about having a physical health, like having good physical health, you know, having a good workout routine, feeding your body well. We talk about emotional health, like talking to someone, making sure your emotions are in check. But we don't really talk too much about spiritual health. And when those three things are out of balance, things don't really work as smoothly.
Yeah.
Whenever there's not a spiritual presence in there, or whenever there's not emotional balance or physical, whenever one of those three is not functioning, usually you're in my seat. Yeah. And 100 times out of 100, it's about a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so something is hurting, something is broken. Maybe it's a relationship with someone else or with yourself. And if you're not using the physical, the spiritual, the emotional to kind of look at that, what you are dealing with that relationship, then it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But spiritual doesn't have to equal religious. Mm-hmm. It can look different for every person. But we often forget about that. And that's like what is the motivation of today's topic? Like, what is your purpose? What is your meaning? What is your why? Like, how often do we think about the spiritual and ask like the deep questions that really matter? I think the best part of my job is that I get to ask the deep questions, not the superficial, what, like, hey, how's your day? And everyone says yes, but they're crumbling inside and their day sucks. Right. No, like, what is your purpose? What gets you, what makes you happy?
Right. Yeah. No, I think that is phenomenal. This is actually something I thought of just yesterday, and I came across an image and I couldn't even explain it, but this image to me represented a happy space. Mm. And I said, it's one of those like visualizations in your mind. If somebody was to ask you to describe it, you couldn't even put it into words, but you know how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
So I love that we're speaking to this today, because I do find myself asking myself, why?
Yeah.
And even I realized too that we're not the same person that we were just a few short years ago.
Yeah.
We're in the same temple or the same body, but we're not actually the same person that we were. So it's almost like coming to grips with who this new individual is, mm-hmm. and then having to kind of reconnect in different areas in life. So I'm so glad we're talking about this today,
yes.
Man. This is pretty amazing.
That's
love it.
Awesome.
I absolutely love it. So make sure for those of you that are tuning in that you continue to keep it here, because we still have such great dialogue when it comes to your why. Here is Rachel Platten's fight song on 105.9.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling. And I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
And that was Blue Suede with Hooked on a Feeling. I love songs like that because it just really just gets me very inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to start dedicating a whole playlist to just when I wake up in the morning, I just push play, and that's enough to just get me out of the bed in the morning and just get me into the right spirit. So
you should most definitely do that.
That I definitely love. Okay, so we've got Chaplain King here in the studio with us this morning, and we've been talking about what is your why. And so before the break, man, we were talking a great deal about basically finding your purpose. And
mm-hmm.
I think you did an amazing job when it came to just kind of laying out the human being in virtually every aspect, whether it's physical in terms of exercise or if it's spiritual, whatever that looks like to that
mm-hmm.
person. And so I would love to continue speaking on the importance of what is your why. Why do people need to even determine what is their why?
Yeah, I mean, just think of the different people that are here in this world. Like, maybe you're a teacher, so your why might be more than just a paycheck. It's the impact you have on a child's future. Maybe you're a parent. Your why isn't just survival, even though sometimes it feels like that. It's raising humans that will change the world. It's all about that perspective. Maybe you're an artist, a student, an entrepreneur. Whatever your path is, there's a why behind it. But a lot of times, it's like we have two pockets. One pocket, we put all the positive things in it, and that pocket has a hole. And then we have another pocket, and we put all the negative things in it. And that pocket does not have a hole. And at the end of the day, we rehearse the pockets. And if we put the positive things in the pocket that has the hole, there's nothing positive to rehearse at the end of the day because it's fallen out. Mm-hmm. And we need to switch the pockets, like put all the negative stuff in the pocket that has the hole. So at the end of the day, you are looking at and you are rehearsing all the good things that happen. A lot of the things that we overlook, like when I came home yesterday from a long day at work and my five-year-old, well, actually she's seven, my seven-year-old embraced me and just held me. That was a good thing that I need to write down in my pocket that doesn't have a hole. And it's all about the perspective. And even if you are doing your dream job, you can find something negative about it and sit on that negativity. And so what is your perspective? What is the positive thing you are thinking about? And if you don't know your why, that's okay too. Like take that pressure off, reflect, meditate, pray, ask the hard questions. What makes you come alive? What breaks your heart? What would you still do even if no one clapped for it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I feel like it's that one question that then begs more questions. Mm-hmm. But I love how introspective this can be. And it really kind of forces you to sit down with yourself and kind of create that safe space and saying, I know that there is a why that exists. But I do also love the fact that you said, it's okay if you don't know your why right now. That is big. That is really big because I think there are some people that do feel that pressure. They feel like maybe at a certain point in life or maybe they even could be comparing themselves. And it's just the world that we live in when we're on social media and we're seeing all these people living these great lives. And they're like, how are they able to pull this off? And then you compare that with where you are thinking to yourself, well, what am I doing wrong? And where is my why? Why is this happening? You know, so I love that you introduce that perspective because that is important.
It is so important. I wish I could tell my 18-year-old self that it is okay to have it not all figured out. Yeah. It's okay for this to stink right now. It's okay for this to be hard. It's okay to grind it out. And it's okay to experience it and fail. It's okay to fail because from failure, like I have discovered my greatest purpose and my greatest why. Yeah. And so, yes, it is okay to not have it all together yet. It's
okay. That's true. Yeah. That is so very true. I love that. Some time ago, I know when daily we had our question of the day. Mm-hmm. And so we asked the question, if you could give your younger self any advice at all, what would it be and why? Mm-hmm. And so many of the people that were commenting, many of them commented really on just kind of almost being kind to themselves. Mm-hmm. In fact, our radio news that's playing this week actually talks about that a great deal in terms of not just practicing mindfulness and really kind of getting into that space for yourself, but knowing that it's really okay to take it easy on yourself. And so that is just, it is such tremendous information to know that everybody has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you don't know your why just yet. Mm-hmm. I have a thing where I think the why is always connected to someone else. Mm. And so why you're doing what you're doing has something to do, because it's never just a blessing for you.
Yeah.
It always blesses somebody else too.
Yes.
So I love that. It's just, I don't know. There's just something about it, that beautiful dependency on others, knowing that why exists. So that's big.
Yeah, that is
I love
huge.
It. I absolutely love it. As a matter of fact, actually, that works out really well because our next song that we've got is Smokey Norfolk's I Need You Now. This is a throwback, but it is always so necessary to know that we need each other in spite of it all. Here's Smokey with I Need You Now on 105.9.
Not a second or another minute.
Cause I like you.
And welcome back into the studio. I always have the hardest time pronouncing her name. The song is Try by Colby. Am I saying it?
Calais.
Calais. Okay. It looks so fancy, that last name, and I try so hard to say it. It just never works out too well for me. For those of you that are just tuning in, we've got Chaplain King here in the building with us this morning, and we've been talking about the question, which is asking yourself why, which I think for a lot of people, really kind of looking inward and asking some really hard questions, I think might be sometimes the hardest thing for us to do. It's nothing to ask anyone else a question, but when it comes down to asking ourselves a thing, that can be kind of difficult. So, no, I'm really glad that we're actually discussing this. And during the break, we were talking about this little illustration. I mentioned, ma'am, sometimes it's so hard for me to explain to other people, but you managed to just lay this out beautifully. I remember many, many years ago in a textbook, I saw this little grasshopper. Mm-hmm. And the discussion was, people can look at this grasshopper from the surface as just this one organism, but various subject matter experts can see that same grasshopper, but from a very different perspective. Mm-hmm. So if a chemist was to look at the grasshopper, or some environmental specialist was able to look at this grasshopper, mm-hmm. a geologist or what have you, looking at this same organism, but from a very different perspective, a very different outlook, mm-hmm. and yet it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So kind of almost taking that illustration to a human being and seeing the same human being, but from a different perspective, whether that be a spiritual perspective, mm-hmm. Whether it be the physical, the emotional, I think is so varying. And one of the things that I love about having discussions like this is that we can really appreciate who we are as very multifaceted individuals. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the importance of that why do we do what we do, I think we have to acknowledge who we are and what is it that we want to give back to the world we're in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So I definitely love that we continue talking about this. And so do you ever find a challenge or some sort of obstacle people meet when they come to you and they say, I'm trying to kind of find my purpose?
Yeah, well, the number one thing that people come searching for is I want to be happy. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be happy, but I don't know what happy looks like. And that can be wrapped up in purpose, or the lack of. They're not currently enjoying what they're doing. Their expectation of what they're doing is totally different than the reality. They're not happy in it. And so, yeah, that's a big question I get. And I love that you started off this segment with Billie Eilish's song, What Was I Made For?
Yes.
And that's
mm-hmm.
such a popular song. It was on the Barbie movie, which is a great movie. You should watch it. And it was really, really popular, and it resonated with so many people because I think it's so relatable. And I think that song is like the theme of what people come see me about, like what was I made for? Because this feels like it isn't it. Like, my marriage is hurting, or work really is hard, or I feel like a purposelessness in what I'm doing. And there's like a disconnect. And so I love that song. And I think it's related to the why, too. Like, what were you made for? And that's a kind of like deep question that just doesn't echo in your mind. It stirs something in your soul. It's vulnerable. It's honest. And I think that's like why people gravitate to that song. And it's beautiful. Because I think a lot of times you can feel like you're just existing, just making mm-hmm. it through, yeah. Smiling, showing up, doing what's expected. But inside, you're disconnected. You've forgotten what brings you joy. You've forgotten what you want, not just what other people need from you. You've been holding it together, but you're not sure why or what for.
Wow.
And so when you know your how, the why becomes so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So asking yourself the tough questions, talking to a friend, like the I Need You song, we need each other.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's not just an individual journey. Mm-hmm. But I think especially when it comes to asking yourself the why and really kind of just breaking it down to the point at which you need to know for yourself, what is my purpose?
Yeah.
And then being able to connect that with others and being able to have that community that you can rely upon to know that even if I don't really know that why right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of just I'm living where I need to be, and I'm getting just that much closer to that happiness quotient. So, no, I think that is tremendous. And, ma'am, I can't thank you enough for providing that information. And we still have a bit more to cover before the hour is over, and I want you to continue to keep it here, because towards the end of the hour, ma'am is actually going to connect the dots for us, and then we're going to discuss a little bit more about why it's important to find out that why and get you one step closer to that happy you've been looking for. And meanwhile, we're just going to take it right back to the music. Here's one of our favorites, actually, When You Believe by Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey on 105.9.
Many nights